broadcasting live from just off 4th Street in beautiful St. Pete, Florida. Covering the entire 813 and the 727, this is Tampa Bay's new morning crew.
3, 2, 1.
That would be us. Good morning to you. It's 99.5 QYK. JR and Kevin here. Lana out today. Definitely sending our prayers to her and her boyfriend because they are just going through something right now, so we are wishing her nothing but the best and praying for her, but she'll be out today, back tomorrow. All right. Kevin, how are you, buddy?
Good.
How was your weekend?
Yeah, it was good, yeah.
All right.
I mean, I really got nothing. I mean,
hockey.
I got nothing. It's hard. You got no sport. Well, I guess college basketball is on, but without football, it's kind of different.
Yeah, so, what am I going to do with my life?
Well, it's all good. Everything's good. So,
love it.
Yours?
Good. I finally had to try out this new little propane fire pit that I bought.
Oh, yeah.
Nice. It was a little chilly, but it was nice.
Yeah, that's so cool.
Right in the backyard. So that was kind of fun.
That's cool. I like fire pits. Those are fun.
And got to use the new grill.
Finally.
Did kebabs.
Ooh.
Yeah, last night. And then the night had brats the other night.
Look at this.
Guy Fieri over here, bro.
Seriously, I love it.
All right, today we got Universal tickets for you coming up at 7:40. Also, when we play Secret Celebrity, a PDQ gift card. That sounds delicious. Mm-hmm. Let's kick the day off, though, right now, and the week off with asking you, what in the world are you doing up right now? Yes, we care. We want to hear from you. 800-992-1099. 800-992-1099. Thanks for having us on. Let's get going. Brett Young, ladies. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew 99.5, QYK, JR, and Kevin here. Lana's out today. All right, we are talking about a standout performance on American Idol. I just love talented people, and it's so cool to showcase them a little bit. And I don't know, Kevin, like I wasn't a huge Idol fan, but I feel like it's coming back, and I love the judges. Well, Katie and Lionel.
You got to love Luke Bryan on there.
Hilarious.
I mean, he's just a great country music artist. He's one of the superstars, and to see him on there, and I don't know. I love him. I think he's really good as a judge.
So this girl last night, 15 years old, Casey Bishop from Estero, Florida, by Fort Myers, is absolutely insane. She goes, people told me to try out. I didn't really know I could sing, but I'll try it for you. Here's her audition, Sarah Vaughan's song.
When you open it to speak, are you smart?
Wow. I mean, what a
voice. Got a voice on her for not really
15 years old? 15 years old. Man. She can do that. Here's what Lionel and Luke had to say.
I mean, what a great concept. I discovered I could sing center stage on American Idol. We're going to enjoy watching you grow right here in front of us.
I think she's the damn winner of American Idol.
That's a big praise for this to be in an audition. So we'll see if Luke is right. But give it up for Casey Bishop.
Yes, that was
Estero,
great.
Florida in the house. We'll keep it going and make sure we are supporting one of our Florida girls. All right, coming up next, I got an I Feel Good story for you about, great story coming out of Texas because a lot of things are going on because of that Arctic storm. A great, great story. It's an I Feel Good story. It's next.
I feel good.
Love when people come together like this. It's 99.5 QYK. It's out of Plano, Texas. Obviously, all the storms have been going on in Texas and other states like Louisiana. People without electricity, people without water. I mean, wild stories. Mm-hmm. I just moved here from Texas. You talked about my parents, how they kind of were just not really snowed in, but didn't have the vehicles really to leave.
Right.
So, anyway,
crazy.
Very, very cool story out of Plano. Want to give a big shout out to Ari.
Attaboy.
Who owns the Bella Italia Ristorante in Plano. And he opened his doors because he has a gas oven and gas stove. And he decided to cook pots of spaghetti and trays of lasagna to serve anyone in need.
Awesome.
In 3 hours, his team fed over 500 people. And in addition to that, 80 of those meals were sent over to the church on Tuesday, where there was a warming center for people. So helping out the community in a small way. Now, he has no electricity, but he had the gas stoves, so he was able to cook for everybody. Here is what he had to say about it.
Honestly, we picked the lasagna and spaghetti because those were the two easiest items to cook here with gas. We didn't have power. We didn't have anything. People were saying this is their first hot meal in 2 to 3 days. And that's something that I can't describe. You know, it's just like, wow.
Hot, first hot meal in 2 or 3 days.
That's awesome. Good for him.
Yeah, way to go, Ari. You are our I Feel Good story right there.
Well
done.
There
5 QIK. And obviously praying for everybody involved with going through this and kind of the, I think it's over, but now they're kind of figuring everything out, you know?
I know. I think it's warming up, so hopefully all that stuff goes away and things get back to normal. But yeah, that's been that was tough.
You know, he said that was the easiest thing to cook, spaghetti and lasagna. Mm-hmm. That's all I need. That sounds like awesome. That sounds great.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, I love it. All right, cool. Coming up, we have your Military Monday. We are going to honor a military member in our community at 7:05 on 995 QIK.
Tampa Bay's morning crew want to honor and thank those who protect and serve our country. Time now for Military Monday on 99.5 QYK.
All right, Military Monday, celebrating a military member in our community. We have Brianne on the phone. Good morning, Brianne. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. We appreciate you reaching out. Tell us who we are honoring today.
My husband, Connor Southwell. He is a canine handler in the Air Force.
Oh, wow. So, I mean, obviously, does he have the canine around you guys all the time? He never leaves its side?
No, it stays in the kennels on base.
But obviously has a very strong bond with your husband, right?
Oh, yeah, 100%. They're like best friends.
Does the dog make you jealous ever, Brianne?
Sometimes, a little bit. He gets a lot of attention.
Well, Connor, like you said, in the Air Force, we're so thankful for his service. How long have you guys been married?
We've been married for 4 years now.
All right, cool. Do you have kids?
No, just a dog.
Just the dog, yeah. You know, Brianne, tell me about your husband, you know, kind of as just a husband out of the uniform. I always like to ask that.
He's just a caring guy. He's pretty supportive. He's, you know, the typical husband, you know. He's always there when you need him, and he's always willing to do anything for you.
Okay, that's awesome. I love it. What is something you guys love to do together?
Play at the dog park, obviously.
I love that everything's surrounded by dogs. This is great. Well, hey, Brianne, our friends at T-Mobile and us at QYK would love to give you a $100 Visa gift card to either pass on to him, or if you're smart, you'll hang out to yourself. You guys can go out to dinner. And just our way of saying thank you to you guys. We know that you make a lot of sacrifices as well as being a military wife, but and so much more to that. So take this gift card, do something great with it, and we appreciate you so much.
Oh, thank you so much.
Tell you what, we love hearing these local stories and honoring these local heroes as well as our first responders. So let us know. You can do it at 995QIK.com. Nominate someone for First Responder Friday or Military Monday.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Time now for the second date update on 99.5 QYK.
All right, with Lana out today, it's 99.5 QYK. We're going to do a replay of one of our favorite 7:15 second date updates. Here's between Lisa and Mike. Lisa had reached out to us about her date. Let's just say emotions were running high. But first, here is Lisa talking about her date with Mike.
Well, Mike, I was actually set up with him from a coworker that knows Mike. So it was kind of a blind date, but, you know, at least there was some, wasn't completely blind. And we went to Red Mesa in downtown St. Pete.
Okay.
And, you know, first off, he was super handsome, which is always, always a plus. And he was, but he's also really nice. And he, you know, the conversation just flowed. He asked a lot of questions, which guys don't always do. And he was, you know, asked about my family. And we really just had this just cool conversation. And it just seemed relaxed and easy. And we're getting along great. And, you know, I was excited because not a lot of first dates, especially blind dates, go that well. And we kind of just talked about everything. And the date went a lot longer than most first dates do. So at the end of the date, I was really excited and hopeful that, you know, someone that I could, you know, maybe have a relationship with. And so cut to the next day, nothing. The day after that, nothing. So I shoot him a few texts and no replies, no anything. And I honestly, this was one of the best first dates I've ever had. So I am really confused as to why I got nothing back.
And you can't think of anything that maybe that happened on the date that would make you think that he wouldn't call you back?
No, I mean, like I said, it was like we were so connected, and he just made me feel very comfortable. So we just talk a lot about everything, about like life and family, and the conversations got pretty deep, which doesn't always happen on a first date, but it didn't seem forced. Like it felt very comfortable and easy.
Yeah.
So there's nothing that made me feel like, nothing seemed like a red flag at all.
Well, obviously you think there's a connection if you guys are having a deep conversation, so that makes sense.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, well, here's what we'll do. We'll try to figure out what's going on with Mike. I'm going to put you on hold, and we're going to try to call him, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, hang on. Universal tickets coming up for you at 7:40. We're going to play a little game called Tampa Trivia, but right now we are playing one of our favorite 7:15 second date updates between Mike and Lisa. Lisa had reached out to us about her date with Mike. She sounded very sweet. And like I said earlier, let's just say emotions were running high. Here's why Mike was not getting back to Lisa.
Yeah, I'm glad she had a fun time on the date. It was just a very intense date, you know?
What do you mean by that? Tell us what happened.
I don't want to embarrass her.
Well, I will tell you this. She reached out to us, and she really wants to know what's going on. So, I don't
know. Okay.
I think she's willing to hear what you have to say.
All right. Well, she was very, very, very emotional. The date started out fine, and, you know, we met up, and we were talking, and conversation was flowing. But then, like, she started to get extremely emotional. She started talking about her ex-boyfriend.
Oh, no.
Like a year ago or something. And then, almost like as she was saying his name, she didn't say, like, oh, my ex. She just kept saying, like, this guy's name. And just tears, like, fell from... I'm like, oh, my God.
Started crying?
Are you okay? Well, yeah, she started sobbing.
At the restaurant?
Oh, my goodness.
At this restaurant. And then I'm kind of just standing there, and she just starts telling me, she's like, starts rattling off this whole story about how, like, he proposed, and she said no, but then she decided that maybe she wanted to, but then he had a girl. Like, it's like she went into this whole story, but the more that she started telling me about it, she started, like, crying even more, and she had to, like, she was holding on to the table a lot, like, you know, to kind of, like, soothe herself a little bit, and I wanted to make her feel comfortable. I was like, it's okay, what do you need me to do? What can I do to make this situation better? And she was just like, no, it's fine. I just, you know,
whoa.
I'm just very emotional about this. And I just tried to be, like, you know, I wanted to support her. But I just thought it was very intense and emotional. And, I mean, clearly she's not over this guy. So, you know,
obviously.
It's fine.
That's a lot, for sure.
Yeah, it is.
Well, she told us that you guys had some personal conversations, but not that. I'll tell you what, Mike, we actually have Lisa on the phone. I'd like to bring her back on and get her take on this. Lisa.
Yeah?
Well, no judgment from us, but did things get a little emotional for you?
Well, first of all, I can't believe that you said all that, Mike, because that I said that in confidence, and that was an intimate conversation we were having. So first of all, saying that on the radio is completely inappropriate.
Yeah, okay, yeah, but Lisa, you have to understand, they asked me that question, and that's what happened.
Yeah, but first of all, I think you're being way dramatic about it. Like, you can't take when a woman is actually in touch with her emotions and is being sensitive, and it's not like I'm so...
No, that's fine, but if you start sobbing in the middle of the restaurant, like...
Sobbing.
I don't know what position. Yeah, you were heavy breathing.
Wow.
In your lap,
men really
sobbing.
Can't handle when a woman's emotional. Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying it was wrong for you to get emotional. It's just that clearly that's why the reason. And I didn't even want to say it. I didn't want to embarrass you.
I mean, I get it. You know, your heart's still broken, and you probably haven't gone through those emotions. But Lisa, you called us to call Mike on the radio. So, I mean, you kind of put yourself out there on that one.
Honestly, it's like the day went really well, and everything was good. Yes, I got a little emotional, but we still had a connection. It's not like I still want to be with him. And honestly, you were acting just like him. And I can't believe you're treating me this way.
Well, now you're comparing me to this guy?
Oh,
I mean, like, I had to listen to this whole story about this guy. for almost like an hour and a half.
Well, Lisa, you know, it sounds like it was an emotional day, which is, you know, fine. But do you think you're in a headspace where you could be in a new relationship?
I'm an emotional person and I wear my heart on my sleeve and I don't think that's a bad thing.
No. I'm not judging you for that. And I think that's totally okay for you being emotional and sensitive about this.
I'm sorry if I embarrassed you, but everyone has baggage.
Mike, I'm going to leave this up to you because obviously Lisa reached out to us, but
yeah.
I kind of feel like you guys are on different little wavelengths here, but would you be willing to go on another date with her?
No.
Okay.
I'm sorry. We're just not going to see eye to eye on this, I guess.
They don't really sound like they're getting along too well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to go out with anyone who would judge me like this anyway. So,
there. Okay. Well, guys, there you go. You guys can finally agree on something. Mm-hmm. You guys shouldn't go back out. I appreciate you reaching out to us, Lisa. I'm sorry it didn't go as planned. Mike, thank you for answering our questions. And you guys take care, okay?
Okay.
Thanks.
No, I didn't think Mike was that bad. This is one of our favorite 715 mm-hmm. second date updates right there. I never thought Mike was a jerk to her. He just was overwhelmed about it.
Yeah, he definitely was.
I want to hear from the guys. Would this have been a deal breaker for you? Would you mm-hmm. have freaked out a little bit if a girl started breaking down, talking about her ex on a first date? Hit us up, 800-992-1099. 800-992-1099. Here's Luke Combs.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Kevin Bay's Morning Crew 995 QYK JR Alana. Kevin here. Alana is out today. We are praying for her. She's okay, but she's doing some personal stuff right now. So we just wanted to say, we're praying for her.
Okay? Yes, we are for sure.
For one of our favorite 715 second date updates right now. We just played it. She got a little emotional on the date. We'll just say that. Mm-hmm. It was Lisa and Mike, and Lisa was very excited about the date, but we got Mike on the phone. He said, well, she just broke down crying when she started talking about her ex, and this, that, and the other, and it just seemed like she wasn't over him, and it kind of freaked me out.
It was weird.
So he kind of goes, nah, I'm good. I don't think I really need to go on a date with that. And Lisa was then doubled down and said, hey, you can't respect my feelings. And it was just like, whoa, we got to get these two people off the phone.
But yeah.
That was why it was one of our favorite 715 second date updates, getting your responses right now. Bill, what do you think, man?
I think there's nothing wrong with someone being emotional, but you don't do that on a first date.
It just sounded like she wasn't ready maybe to move on, right?
She doesn't sound ready at all. But if she would have done that to me in the middle of the date, I would have called chick, please, and walked on out.
All right, Bill, I appreciate you going. Have a great day.
All right, you too.
Bye. Yeah, I might not have said check, please, no. But I think, hey, you know what? Maybe you need some time for yourself.
I think so.
Maybe I'm just a little bit early to be dating.
A little, maybe you should take some time.
All right, Universal Studios tickets right now. We're going to play a little game called Tampa Trivia, 800-992-1099, 800-992-1099. Caller 9, you're playing. All right, we got Victoria and Brayton's in right now. Victoria, we got some Universal tickets for you. All right, if you can answer some Tampa trivia, all right?
Okay.
So were you born and raised here?
I was born and raised in Florida, yeah.
All right, so you should be okay on this.
Yeah, you should
all
be
right, I'm going to give you three questions. You got to get two out of three. I'll give you multiple choice. If you get two out of three right, Universal Studios tickets for you, okay?
Okay.
Here we go. This natural phenomenon occurs in the Tampa Bay region more often than anywhere else in North America. Is it sinkholes, lightning, or rain?
I want to say rain.
No, that is not right. That's why we are the Tampa Bay Lightning.
I know. I was thinking lightning.
All right. So, okay, going on to the next one. Here we go. Ready?
Okay.
Some very well-known restaurants got their start in the Tampa Bay area. This renowned chicken franchise was born in Tampa Bay. The first restaurant is on Gulf to Bay Boulevard in Clearwater. What is it? Chick-fil-A, Church's Chicken, or Hooters?
I don't know what's in Tampa.
The Tampa Bay area.
I know there's Chick-fil-A's everywhere. I don't know where there's a Church's Chicken. Let me say Hooters.
That is correct, Hooters!
Yes! All right.
There we go. We know that Kevin wrote these questions. Okay.
That's right, I did.
All right, the Clearwater Marine Aquarium is home to Winter the Dolphin, which is the subject of what movie? Dolphin Tale, Free Willy, or Shark Tale?
I know this movie really well. I've watched it a billion times with my son, Dolphin Tale.
There you go.
Dolphin Tale.
Well, you and the son can go to Universal Studios. Congratulations. You just picked up a pair of tickets. You guys have a great time, okay?
Thank you.
It's that easy. Tampa Trivia right there. We will have more tomorrow at 7:40. Also, Universal tickets this afternoon at 4:40. Coming up, your 8:10 Music Minute. We go nonstop music till then. Here's Sam Hunt, House Party.
Now, it's time for Tampa Bay's Morning Crew's Music Minute on 99.5 QYK.
Congratulations to Darius Rucker. He has the number one song in country music this week with Beers and Sunshine.
Yes.
We will be talking to him tomorrow at 8:20.
Yes.
So be listening as we are going to be congratulating Darius on another number one. Great job. Tim McGraw. He is the godfather of the son of Garrett Hedlund and Emma Roberts. Rhodes Robert is the name of their son. So Garrett Hedlund, you may not know who that is. Well, he is an actor. He played Tim's son in Friday Night Lights.
Oh, okay.
So they have a great friendship and have remained friends through all these years. And Garrett talks about that relationship and how he asked Tim.
And we've remained such close friends. And, you know, I've seen his daughters from the time they were 1, 3, and 5 now. You know, after around the 12 weeks kind of time of Emma being pregnant, I called him. And the first thing he said was, I'm the godfather.
Ah, that is cool. So he didn't even have to. He's like, I'm going to be. Okay, yeah. You are. You're Tim McGraw.
You don't get a choice. I may be the godfather of your child.
That's right. That's happening. So Luke Bryan, well, he sang the national anthem at the Super Bowl in 2017. Well, we all know Eric Church sang it with Jasmine Sullivan at the Super Bowl here in Tampa this year. Well, Luke sent Eric a congratulations text on doing the national anthem. Eric responded with one word, stressful.
When we hear about it, I mean, people talking about these artists will hit us up and say, it's really hard because there's somebody in your ear talking, you're hearing an echo also and then especially when people aren't there to soak up sound. Mm-hmm. And it's just, they said it's nerve-wracking because you hear yourself when you sing and then your ear.
You got a flyover coming.
And people are talking to you in your ear like, hey, you need to hurry this up, 30 seconds to the flyover. It's like, I'm playing a song here.
I know. And then you have someone else. They both need to be on the same page. Yeah. So stress.
They did a great job. Eric Church did a great job.
It was so great. And finally, Jordan Davis has released his new music video for Almost Maybe's great song. And the clip stars Hannah Brown, who was from The Bachelor and The Bachelorette. So how did Jordan and Hannah meet? Well, Jordan tells us.
Well, my wife was first a fan of her because my wife is a huge Bachelor fan. And I think I ran into her at the ACMs. She stopped me and told me that she was a fan of Home State. Yeah, that was the first night I'd met her.
There you go. Turned into a good song.
And then, hey, can you be in my video? Sure. Okay. Yeah, no fine. Problem. And I guess they've struck up the friendship and remained friends. I'm sure Jordan's wife loves that now because he loved her before. She loved him before. And that is your Music Minute.
All right. Appreciate you, brother. Coming up, we're going to talk about this amazing toddler, all right, and what she did. Pretty huge. 6 minutes out on 99.5 QYK. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 995 QYK, Lana out today. JR and Kevin, thanks for waking up with us every single day. We appreciate you. Well, a scary story that turned into a positive with this toddler. So get this, Kevin.
Okay.
There was a man who passed out as he was, you know, with his child, the toddler, right? Well, they got a 911 call, and they could just hear this kid playing with the phone. And on accident, this toddler dialed 911 her dad had passed out.
Holy cow.
And needed to be revived. So Hernando County Sheriff Nathan Kent, Deputy Nathan Kent came and showed up and responded to the call, just saw a baby sitting there going, what is going on? Then saw the man and then revived him. Here's what the deputy had to say about this.
Having a kid myself, I was more concerned, hey, why is there an unsupervised kid? And then that's when I started looking around and I saw the apartment complex door open where there was a bunch of kid toys.
Yeah, so unconscious this man was.
Wow.
And he comes in and goes, my gosh, there's a kid by itself. And then turns around and revives this man. But dialing 911, a little toddler.
Wow, thank goodness for that.
Yeah. Unbelievable. And they
That's crazy.
Because dispatchers heard somebody playing on the phone.
Yeah.
But then they go, okay, something's weird here. So they sent somebody over, and a little toddler saved her dad's life. How cool is that?
Wow, that's awesome.
Scary, but cool. My goodness. All right, very nice. Coming up next, we got an I Feel Good story out of Plano, Texas. People dealing with the weather, just trying to get by. People haven't had warm meals in 41 hours. I mean, 41 hours. Mm-hmm. Just wild stories, but I will tell you about it next. How about an I Feel Good story for you right now, 995-QYK. Obviously, things are tough around the country right now in different states like Texas, Louisiana, with this Arctic storm that has come through. A lot of people in Texas, like my folks, have never been through anything like that. It's not a place that really snows. But you're talking about from Dallas all the way to Houston and Galveston. There's snow all over the state, and obviously everybody knows how big the state of Texas is. Well, there's one man in Plano who has opened his restaurant. Although people have not had power, he does have a gas oven and gas stove. So, Mr. Ari, give it up to Ari. The owner of Bella Italia Ristorante in Plano served over 500 people. What he did was he decided to open his doors and cook pots of spaghetti and trays of lasagna to serve anyone in need. His doors were open, and although they were eating in the dark, he had warm food. Some people were saying that this is the first warm meal they had had in days.
Crazy.
Because they've been out without electricity and stuff like that. So he was opening his doors. He also delivered 80 meals to a warming center that was at a church. But really, really cool. And here's him talking about kind of the situation that they're in.
Honestly, we picked the lasagna and spaghetti because those were the two easiest items to cook here with gas. We didn't have power. We didn't have anything. People were saying this is their first hot meal in 2 to 3 days. And that's something that I can't describe. You know, it's just like, wow.
Yeah, I'm talking to friends back in Texas right now, just going, my gosh, they have no idea how this works and how the experience of this is just insane. So praying for everybody there. I love hearing about cool people just coming out of a crisis and emerging and just kind of being a hero to their community, which I really like about Ari, too. He's like, well, you know, he's thinking from like a restaurant standpoint. He goes, let's think about the easiest thing to cook here. Mm-hmm. And he's thinking already about how he's going to serve his customers. But very, very cool, Ari. Way to go, buddy. That is your I Feel Good story. Hey, right outside Fort Myers, there's a 15-year-old who's making her mark on national TV. I'll tell you who and how next. Eric Church, hell of a view right there, 995-QYK. Thanks for having us on. It's JR and Kevin. Lana out today. All right, so we want to show some love to a Floridian here who was on American Idol last night. 15-year-old Casey Bishop from Estero, Florida, which is right outside Fort Myers, you were telling me.
Yes, it is.
I mean, stole the show. First of all, she sang a Motley Crue song to start. And Livewire and killed it.
Love that.
And they're like, hey, that was amazing, but do you think you could hear your voice like on a slower song? Uh-huh. And she goes, yeah, I could do that. And this is what it sounded like.
When you open it to speak, are you smart?
I mean, a 15-year-old? That's unbelievable.
She got some pipes on her. Wow.
Absolutely. And here's what Lionel and Luke had to say about her audition.
I mean, what a great concept. I discovered I could sing center stage on American Idol. We're going to enjoy watching you grow right here in front of us.
I think she's the damn winner of American Idol.
Ooh, big wall right there. But hey, you got to give it up for Casey Bishop, 15-year-old from Estero, Florida. Absolutely crushed her audition, and they're predicting her to be the winner. So we'll see if that happens, but we'll definitely support her for sure.
Awesome.
All right, Lee Bryce, one of them girls right here on 99.5 QYK, and of course, our man Kevin's going to have your training in Tampa Bay coming up for you at 9:10. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QIK. It's JR. Lana's out today. And the ACM CMA winner, 23-year veteran pride of Jesuit High School.
Go Tigers.
USF graduate.
Go Bulls.
Our very own Kevin Ebel, everybody. Kevin, what is treating a Debaser?
Thank you so much. There's going to be a public funeral for Deputy Michael Magley. He is the Pinellas County Sheriff's Deputy who was killed last week in the line of duty. It will be at Idlewild Baptist Church in Lutz tomorrow at 11 a.m. The space inside the church will be limited. Masks required. Doors will open at 10 a.m. So that is the public funeral service for Deputy Michael Magley from the Pinellas County Sheriff's Office. Well, Disney World has announced the first of plans for the upcoming 50th anniversary of opening of Disney World. It opened on October 1st, 1971, in case you didn't know.
I've been in the original.
Yeah.
That's where I grew up, next to the original.
Yeah.
It's a little bit older.
I know.
I'm an OG.
Yep. So starting October 1st, which is the actual 50th birthday of Walt Disney World, they'll throw the world's most magical celebration that will last 18 months. The centerpiece, Magic Kingdom, Cinderella's Castle. It'll be lighting enhancements, and magical fireflies will inhabit the Tree of Life at Animal Kingdom. And Disney's Hollywood Tower Hotel at Hollywood Studios will get some new stuff. And at Epcot, new lights will shine across the reflective panels of Spaceship Earth that will resemble stars in the sky. So that's for the 50th anniversary of Walt Disney World. We did two Florida Lottery scratch-off winners last week. We're going to add a third. This one was for the Powerball. Raymond Wynn of Venice won $2 million on the Powerball drawing held in December, by the way. He turned it in.
Raymond's a cousin of mine.
I heard that.
Yeah, well, now anyway.
So he purchased his winning ticket at the Publix, which is on Tamiami Trail South in Venice, and that... they will receive $5,000 for selling the winning ticket. And finally, the city of Tampa announced that their Riveral Green celebration, where they dye the Hillsborough River green, will not be happening for this St. Patrick's Day. They will return in 2022. But Larry the Leprechaun, who is the mascot for the River Old Green Fest.
I did not know his name was Larry.
It's awesome. His name is Larry, and he is still scheduled to make some appearances in downtown Tampa. So that is still going to happen. But no River Old Green Festival this year.
Very good.
For St. Patrick's Day in Tampa. But we'll be back next year. And that's what's trending in Tampa Bay. This one's in the books. Yes, sir.
All right, coming up next, we have your Mutt Monday. You got to spotlight a dog that you could be adopting today. Well, you know, we all love animals here on this show. What's going on? It's JR. It's time for Mutt Monday. Today, we're talking about Brandy. Brandy is a 2.5-year-old, 71-pound hound mix. She first came to the Pet Pal Animal Shelter in St. Pete with a litter of pups. Now, after her pups were adopted, she spent some time in a foster home where she started to come out of her shell a little bit. She enjoyed playing ball in the backyard, going for walks in the neighborhood, and loves spending time at the dog park. She loves the outdoors, riding in the car, belly rubs, and cheese. Now, Brandy plays well with other dogs. She's going to need a home with a house and a backyard, no small children, and most of all, lots of love. So, if you'd like to see Brandy, this 2.5-year-old, 71-pound hound mix, she is up for adoption today at Pet Pal Animal Shelter in St. Pete. That is your Mutt Monday. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 995 QYK, JR, and Kevin holding it down. Lana is out. She should be back tomorrow, but definitely send some prayers her way. She's going through some stuff right now, but she's okay.
Yes.
Just want to keep her on your mind if you can. All right. Great day with you guys today. Thanks so much for hanging out. Tomorrow we will be back with Darius Rucker.
Ooh, yeah.
Hootie,
yes, sir.
On the show at around 8:20, we'll do it. He'll be on the show and calling in, so I'm excited about that. Talk to him and Beers and Sunshine, another number one song for him.
Congrats.
So we'll have a blast with him. He's always a good dude, and we'll see where he's hanging out. All right, also, 7:40 tomorrow, we will have a pair of your Universal Studios tickets and a parking pass we're going to throw in, playing a little game called what?
Tampa Trivia.
Yes.
I've written a whole bunch of questions today. I'm really enjoying going through the history of the Tampa Bay area.
Well, we have to go to you because you are our go-to guy when it comes to the history of Tampa Bay. That's for sure.
We got some good ones coming up.
Yeah, you've previewed a few of them and been pretty darn excited about them.
I am.
I mean, shoot, I didn't know we were going to go the Hooters route today, but that was an answer to one of the questions.
Yep, Hooters started right here in Tampa Bay. Their first store is on Gulf to Bay in Clearwater still. There.
God bless him.
Yeah.
I might need to go over there just to say thank you for
coming
down here in the Tampa Bay.
That's right. It's there, and now they're worldwide.
All right, we're out of here. Have a great day.
Hey, Shar, guys, thanks so much for listening to the podcast of Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. And make sure you give us that 5-star like, and we'll keep bringing you the good stuff from the show on 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.